Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Therefore, lay aside all fittiness and overflow of what? Wickedness. And receive the what? Which is able to what? Save your soul. All right. Next part of scripture. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Deceiving yourselves. Next part of scripture. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Next part of scripture. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. Next part of scripture. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Now at 25, I will just do a comparison. Go to Hebrews 5. From verse 11. Next part of scripture. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again. The first. Now, can you do something for me? Give me verse 10. Let me see something. 10. Verse 10. Let me see verse 9. Okay. Next part of scripture. Okay. Next part. Since you have become dull of hearing. Next part. Well, that's not my point. I was just interested to see why he said that, just for my consumption. So let's continue with you. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Next part of scripture. Now Paul was disappointed in them, right? Because he expected them to be a blessing, you know. Probably they've been in church for, like, let's say 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and Paul expected that now he will not be channeling the same strength he channeled when they were young. Imagine you have a child, and while the child, you know how children can be at 1, 2 and months, all right, months old, 1 year old, 2 years old. How many of you have seen children like that before? You have helped your auntie or sister to take care of children. How many of you? All right. Is it frustrating when they leave you with the child and go to work, or the children and go to work? It's as if you would die in that one day. That's why you have to respect mothers. They will channel, I mean, what Shekinah does in that, if you go to our parlor, it has been disfigured. There are places we tie rope. We never believe we'll ever make our parlor like that. Like when you go to some, we tie rope. There are some places she has removed. We did not even try to replace, because if we put it back, she will still remove it. So she owns the house now entirely. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, see the energy we are channeling to raise her up at this point. Because she's just doing things, you know. Anything that comes to her mind, she will do. You have to protect her from electricity, protect her from that. Even though sometimes me, I used to leave her for some things. Like one day she was going to chuck her hand in that electric thing. I was watching her. And the mom came and she was like, "Pastor Simon!" And she cried out. I said, oh, I did not see it. You know, I want her to know that the things shocks. Do you understand? I know she will not die. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because every time you try to help her, she will chuka. Every time. So I said, okay, let her learn something today. And the mother came and caught her. So the mother bought these things they used to cover sockets. If you observe, in my house lady, you see that she, even me, I saw it as a new thing. She covered everywhere. See the energy we are pouring to raise her. Then imagine that when I have my boy and another girl in the future. Amen. Let's start with the boy first. I have my boy in the future. Then as we are raising that boy, I'm wondering what that boy will do. As we are raising that boy now, Shekinah now is behaving like that boy. Will we not faint in that house? That's what was happening to Paul here. Look at verse 12. Because Paul had worked so hard on his members while they were young in the faith. Are we together? He said, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not what? Solid food. You see that? He said, you have come to need milk and not solid food. He said, though by this time you ought to be teachers, meaning you should be teaching other people. You need someone. Meanwhile, you need someone. Can we have this in the TPT? Just this part. Then we continue with NKJV. For you should already be professors instructing others by now. You should be what? Instructing what? You see that? He said, but instead, you need to be taught from the beginning the basis of God's prophetic oracles. You are like children still needing milk and not yet ready to digest solid food. Because Paul wanted to teach them mysteries. I mean, there were mysteries. If you look at verse, why I said they should go back, I wanted to see what he was talking about. He wanted to teach them about the high priest dimension of Jesus Christ. But he said they are still dull in their understanding. Why? Because they were behaving like children. So he felt like, why am I teaching you people this big thing if you are still behaving like children? You can see he's saying they ought to be teachers, but they are still behaving like children. And what makes somebody to behave like a child according to the Bible? 1 Corinthians 3:3, very fast. 1 Corinthians 3:3. I want everyone to read. You can leave it for TPT. Just leave it. Alright. For you are living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. Ask yourself, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourselves with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? If so, this proves that you are living your life centered on yourselves, dominated by the mindset of the flesh, and behaving like unbelievers. Let's see this in the NKJV, the regular NKJV. It says, for you are still controlled by your... For you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and division amongst you, are you not carnal, behaving like mere children? You see that? Are you not carnal, behaving like mere children? So, who is a child? One that is walking in the flesh, all these fruits. You've been in church yet, you are seeing some of these fruits in you, taking sides, strife, envy, coming to church late, not listening to your HOD. The Bible says you are a child. And that you make the work difficult. Let's go back to where we were. He says, you ought to be teachers, but you need somebody to teach you again the basics of the word. And you have come to need milk instead of solid food. Next part of scripture. For every spiritual infant who lives on milk is not yet pierced by the revelation of righteousness. I like this rendition. Is that pierced? Because sometimes you can hear and not be pierced. Are you listening? You can just be a hearer. I'm going back to James. But I wanted to connect something here before I go back there. Sometimes you can just be a hearer of the word and not a doer because you have not been pierced by the revelation yet. E.W. Kenyon will tell us that they are mental assenters. They just get excited by revelation. Mental assenters. They can listen to the word of God and they genuinely are excited. Alright? They genuinely are moved by the word of God, but when they go back home, they forget everything they heard. And I'm going to show you why that is happening. It's captured in the book of James. But firstly, let's understand this aspect. It said they are not pierced by the revelation of what? Righteousness. Next part of scripture. It says, but solid food is for the mature, whose spiritual senses perceive heavenly matters, and they have been adequately trained by what they've experienced to emerge with understanding of the difference between what is truly excellent and what is evil and harmful. I like this. Even though I wanted to just use NKJV. It says, solid food is for the mature, whose spiritual senses perceive heavenly matters, and they have been adequately what? Trained by what they've experienced. You know, NKJV says it like this. Go back. You know, capture, underline this. Adequately trained by what they've what? Experienced. It says, but solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is full age simply means mature in the original. Those who are mature. That is those who, by reason of use, have their senses what? Exercise to discern both good and evil. So if you don't use it, alright, if what you have received is not use, are you getting what I'm trying to say? If the solid food you have received, or if the word of God you have received is not use, what will happen? You'll still be a child. You'll still be a child. Meaning if you want to grow beyond the realm of childhood, in the realm of the spirit, where you are behaving like, you know, the world. Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? Where there's envy, you are praying in tongues, you still have envy, you are praying in tongues, you still talk anyhow, you are praying in tongues, you don't have regards for anybody, you are praying in tongues, you don't walk in love. Bible says if you want to go beyond that, then you ought to be mature. And how do you get mature? By using the revelation of righteousness that you are hearing right now. Are you listening to me? That as you use the word, as you dare to do what you have heard, as you dare, you only touch the strength of the Spirit of God on your inside when you dare to act the word. Faith, alright? There's a way I used to put it those days in Kabod. I said there's a way I used to say it. The whatever of faith is action. What the switch of faith is action. The switch of faith. So when you begin to act, when you dare to want to act the word of God, alright, that's what Paul meant by reason of use here. Those who by reason of use, when you try to act, use what you've heard. He said your senses then get exercised. That you come to that point that you can tell what is wrong from what is what right. Because that's the focal point. The children of God, the Paul's congregation didn't know what was wrong from what was right. They were behaving anyhow. Are you listening to me? They were behaving wrongly. So that means that they didn't know what was wrong from what was right. From what is right, I mean. You know, there are people sometimes like that that behave that way even in church. They don't know that probably this thing they are doing is wrong. That thing they are doing is wrong. Are you listening to me? And not just church. In life, in their family, in their academies, in their anywhere they interface with people. You know, a certain way they talk, they don't know is wrong. If you have not been pierced with the words of righteousness, you have not understood the word of God, and didn't try to use what you have heard, you will not grow in maturity. Now, the focal point is this. It is in using the word of God that you grow into maturity. That's the focal point. It is in using the word of God that you grow into what? Maturity. Who by what? Reason of use have their senses what? Exercise. TPT called it heavenly matters and blah blah blah. But what the emphasis here is words of righteousness. Are we together? The interpreter of TPT decided to call it heavenly matters. Of course, the word of God is heavenly matters. Are we together? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And are you understanding me? And please try to understand him. You'll be using biblical English. And so when we're in just when we are in church, we'll just sit down and believe by faith that we understand. You are destroying yourself. Alright? If you pay attention, you will listen and understand. Want to understand. Long to understand. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you, I've changed you. Some of you think thinking that I used to say biblical revelation. I've truly changed. I don't say biblical revelations. I try to build it up. If you listen to my messages at 2:17 and 2:18, you can truly tell that I've changed. That time, I would just be speaking from the clouds. And anybody that would join me in the clouds should join me. If you will not join me, be where you are. Now I'm trying to build almost every service. Even in Kabod, I find myself building. Is the Spirit of God. So that, because the goal is that you understand me, not that I shine. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That's the goal. Hallelujah to Jesus. So please have a desire to want to understand. So like I said, the switch of faith is action. If you dare to use the word of God, it will make you mature. And I gave an illustration last 2 weeks, two weeks or so. I said, if for instance you want to learn to hear the voice of God, it begins from the basic things. He will tell you to pray for somebody with headache before he will command you to pray for somebody that is dead to come back to life. If he cannot speak to you to pray for somebody with malaria, he can speak to you to pray for somebody that is dead to come back to life. It must start from the most basic things of life. Are you listening to me? And so you don't need to wait for God. You have pain on your body. You lay your hands. That's how you grow. You see, when you lay your hands on a part of your body and you speak, that the pain goes and it leaves. Do you know your faith will be strengthened the more? Who by reason of use have gotten their what? Senses exercise. Your senses are now very, your faith is so strong. Because you remember the day you laid your hands on that pain and the pain left. So you can look at another person's pain now. The person is saying, I'm feeling pain here. You lay hands and say, pain, go out in the name of Jesus. You are sure it will go because you have practiced it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? This is how to walk in the authority of Jesus. Alright? And to sustain whatever you have heard in any revival, in any meeting, like Kabod that we just had. If you don't dare to use what you have heard, you will never walk in the glory of God. You must dare to use it. And listen, as a preacher, especially pastors and HODs, don't think that as you are listening, your own case is different because you are a pastor. Automatically you start walking in the authority of Jesus. No. God is no respecter of no man. You have to practice it too. Even me as a Jew, I must practice the word to know how to use it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I must. If I don't practice the word of God, I will not know how to use it. A forgetful hearer, go back to where we were in the book of James 1:25, is the one that only hears the word and does not care to do it. He goes back and forgets everything he has heard. But if you are willing, if you really want to see the word becomes a manifestation in your life, you go back home and want to try it. You want to use it. And the Bible says when you test, you will see that the Lord is good. It's more like testing the product. Are you listening to me? You go back home and you test. You try to use it. Listen, the pain will not go until you speak to it. I hope you know. When you started as a child, listen, in the realm of the spirit too, we grow. When you started as a child, when you had pains and said, God, please heal me, the pain left and you were encouraged to keep on pursuing God. That was encouragement manifestation. My friend calls it manifestation to draw them closer for real business. God will use those things and draw you. When you come to a point, you now speak like that, it will not work. He is demanding higher responsibility. Because all your life, you are praying 20 minutes. Then you say, God, heal me. The pain just go, pew. Say, God, do this. The money just come, pew. 20 minutes prayer. And God is like, if I allow this manifestation for cancer to leave her body, she will think 20 minutes prayer is the way it works in the realm of the spirit. So now, God forbid, you now come to a point, you have cancer, or somebody close to you have cancer. God forbid. And you are speaking to the cancer, go. Now God had healed you from diverse sickness before. Are you listening to me? You are speaking to cancer. It's not going. You wake up again, you speak to cancer. It is not going. Then you go to watch Netflix. And when you are done, before you pray, good night, Jesus. Good night, Holy Spirit. Cancer, you will go in Jesus' name. And it doesn't go. Now it's like 3 years you are managing cancer. Until one day probably you sit in a service and God begins to speak to you in the service as the word goes forth. He's speaking to you that he demands higher consecration for your life. Because you've been a baby Christian for so long. Are you listening to me? And do you know that there's such a thing called the test of light? I don't know if I've told you people this before. That you are implicated because of what you are hearing. Some of you now, it's too late because you have heard me. The Lord will demand higher level of consecration because of what you have heard. It would have been better if you never heard these things. Because as you are hearing now, God will judge you by what you are hearing. He'll be saying that you have heard that you can live above sin. So you can live above sickness. Because of what you have heard, he's demanding higher consecration. You can't say, sickness, just leave me. Leave me now. Leave me. Oh, leave me. Leave me. Mm-mm. You find yourself praying in tongues. If the sickness must go, you must pray in tongues and go. You must stay with the word of God and imagine yourself like what the word says that you are. Probably you used to be indisciplined. But you had been complicated because you heard. You heard the Holy Ghost. He told you high revelations. Are you listening to me? Deeper revelations of himself. So he's demanding deeper consecrations. Paul calls it tests of light. He said, because of the abundance of the light given to me, the enemy put a what? Because of the abundance of light. The Lord spoke to me years ago. He said, son, the trouble is because of the light. He said, the trouble is because of the light. He said, many may not see it, but see it and understand that I'm with you just like I've always been with you. I will never forget. Of course, these things are personal things, and sometimes when we say it, you may truly not understand. He says it's because of the light. Because anytime we are teaching the word of God, see what happens in the realm of the spirit. Satan is seeing potentials of greatness. Satan is not moved by revelation. Are you listening? But he will take caution. When he sees somebody saying revelations that are very powerful and exciting, I mean, he's admiring the person. Wow, if these things happen, I'm finished. If these things happen, I'm finished. So, are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So, what he will try to do is to make sure that that person is limited. I don't know how you guys are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Because from what that person, whatever that preacher is saying, if the people become the reality of what this preacher is saying, his own has finished from the face of the earth. His own is finished. So he will try to fight the manifestation, any potential, that any probability of the manifestation becoming, of the revelation becoming a manifestation. Any probability or chance of this manifestation becoming this revelation becoming a manifestation, Satan will fight it. Are you listening to me? Like he was foolish in the days of Jesus. He is still foolish, just that he thinks he's wise. But he will still fight it. A lot of times it's in the fighting it that it paves the way for it to become a manifestation easily. The truth is that as we are saying it now and he's hearing, he will still be foolish again. He will still not win. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For Jesus, he wanted to take Jesus out. He felt like if he takes Jesus out, everything is finished. Then he came to the closest person to Jesus, Judas. You know, when I tell people Judas was the closest, people find it difficult to believe. You know what it means to make somebody treasure? It is money. You trust that person, he will not run, blah, blah, blah. You look at the whole church. I prayerfully chose treasurer when we started. The person I wanted to make treasurer, as I was praying in tongues, I was fasting for a week. The Lord told me, don't choose her. I didn't even know she was not disciplined with money. One day when I was counseling her, she said, one of my problems is that I don't really know how to keep money. I borrow money. I said, yeah, okay. All right, so as I was teaching her, I was thanking God in my heart. So you have to really, oh Father, I thank you. You have to really, I was thanking God and counseling her. Now God helped her, but at that point, before she came to me for help, one of the ways I would have helped her is to help her out of the debt she was chopping. She would have chopped church money and now be helping her out of debt. And she's a wonderful person. But I never knew. Sometimes fine ladies can borrow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's not a debate. I can never, till Jesus come, make a man a treasurer. Never. I'll never in my life make that mistake. It's a mistake. If you ever hear it, it's a big mistake. Even financial secretary, I don't think they have the pressure, patience of being financial. They'll just say, in summary, approximately. That's the rubbish you'll be seeing in the book. Approximately 3,007. Which one is approximately? What is the detailed figure? They don't have that patience. So, eternally, women are going to be financial treasurers, secretaries, and treasurer in this church forever. Even though we are not here again, it will be women. We'll write it in our doctrine. A man shall never hold the position. Men have mind. They have mind. You hear them say, sir, I borrowed the money. I thought by Tuesday I'll be able to recover it. I did not know what happened. So remove church. Remove, it's not church offering. give me 20,000 inside. I'll give it before the next service. So Judas was treasurer. Well, God has his reasons. Because I just saw that Judas is a man. Maybe because he didn't have any option. He started with 12 men. Are we together? And one of my friends said, Jesus started with men because women can give problems at the initial point. But I don't think that's true. Amen? He just had 12 men. I believe Jesus has his reasons. He will tell us in the kingdom's reign. And because of that situation, Judas had to be the treasurer. And of course, because Judas was very... Maybe Jesus observed Judas to be a nice person and full of integrity. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And etc. And do you know the Bible said Jesus prophesied that one amongst the 12... Sorry, prophecy came forth from the Old Testament that one amongst the 12 will betray him. He didn't say it was Judas. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But Judas had been a nice man. That's why he was treasurer. But all of a sudden, the closest person to Jesus was who Satan wanted to use to betray Jesus. That was Judas. Are you seeing that? Now, Judas would have thought that he was so important. That's why Satan used him. No. No matter, see, sometimes you may have interesting positions in church. Are you listening to me? Very close to the pastor. You are holding a position in your team, in your section, let's say, department. Are we together? And you may be thinking that Satan may start painting a picture like you are that important. Indeed, for the hand of God to be upon you, you are important. But he will start explaining the importance beyond the parameters of that importance. And it may start getting to your head. Because I'm sure Judas felt like he had so much proximity so he can actually have the impetus to do that to Jesus. You must actually be quite close and fond of Jesus. Is fond the right word to use here? Familiar with Jesus to want to betray Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? To have that mind. It was him, Satan inspired, because of his love for money. And it was because of something that he had that was a problem in his life. Love for what? Money. But before we get there, let's try to strengthen the fact that he was the closest to Jesus at that time as a treasurer. And Satan felt like that was the best person to use. And he used him. When Jesus was sensing it, Jesus was such a nice person. He said, one amongst you, one deep in his hand now. All of them started saying, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. Of course, Judas knew at that point that he's the one. But he didn't mind. He already had some problems with Jesus. I hope people know. He had some personal problems. One of the problems he had with Jesus, before people betray you, they have problems with you already. They already offended at you. One of the problems he had was that Jesus was using money anyhow. Now, calm down. I'm going to show you. I mean, Jesus was walking and somebody gave him some money. And the person was wasting the money on his feet like, you know, costly while. And Jesus did not mind. He was still talking to the woman and preaching to her. He was preaching to the woman as the woman was pouring the oil. It was just breaking revelation. And Jesus was like, Master, don't you care that there are a lot of poor people out there? You are wasting this money. You are wasting these resources. They actually need to clean your leg. Now, it was actually a good thing to use oil to wash, clean somebody's leg. I hope you get what I'm trying to say in their culture. But Judas was like, it's not necessary. As Christians, it's not necessary. Let's sell this oil and give the money to the poor. And Jesus looked at him. He said, the poor Judas, you have been seeing poor people since. Why is it that it's when they started giving me the money that I started remembering poor people? I'm trying to break it to you people. I know you will not see it like this in the Bible, but this is the breaking of the revelation. It's a poor people that you have been seeing everywhere. Now, when did they bless me, you did remember them. Why? He said, we passed there, you saw poor people. We passed the other side, you saw poor people. Why is it when they are giving me money that you're remembering poor people? And some people are like that. When a pastor buy private jet, they do not have compassion for Nigerians that poor. To have compassion. Hey, don't you see what is happening in Ile-Ife? People are just on the street. They don't have what to eat. And he's buying... You see them... They are talking like revivalists. He's buying private jet. Oh, Jesus, come and take your people home. The church is perishing. The church is going down. Meanwhile, the government is there. Are you looking? understanding what I'm trying to say?
See, if you will carry half of your energy that you pour for pastors to government, this Nigeria would have changed. You think any pastor have money more than Tinubu? Tinubu's money is like five pastors' money in this country. You see what this thing they are doing, richest men? Does it move him? He will even pass the place like he does not know what is happening there. Celebrating richest men. That one is not richest man they will talk. I don't even know what they will explain with that guy. They are calling Aliko Dangote. Oh my God. Ay, the Lord give you understanding. The Lord give you understanding. If we explain some things for you in this country, that man is just there as camouflage. There are men in this country. Men. Hallelujah. So you see Tinubu like that. You remember one of the election? Can you remember Bullion Van? They want to start election. Bullion Van was just coming to greet him. Nobody. When they were hiding the late president, God bless his soul. When they were hiding currency, this new currency, he said they should not give anybody currency. He did not know how he was president, and plenty new naira notes were entering Tinubu's house. That's when the president knew that he's not the only president in this country. The man is very, very rich. Hallelujah to Jesus. He has a lot of money. And next year, they say we're going to be paying tax. Nigeria has been turned into Lagos. We're going to be paying a lot of tax. And I wonder whether the Agboros will be everywhere. But from next year, if you buy fuel of 5,000, you pay 500. According to what I heard, I don't know how true. There's a new tax policy. Amen? Are you ready for this tax policy? If you are not ready, what will you do? We'll fight. Now, they haven't... Have you not seen the talk shows for tax policies? Every day, if you check Facebook, they are telling you that it's for your good, it's not for your bad. They want to use it to repair the country. The one they've been collecting, which part of the country have they repaired? Are you seeing... Now, you know, sometimes people... You know, I want Nigerians' eyes somehow. Let our eyes be open. See, pastors in this country, they are fake pastors, so no lie. Just like they are fake presidents too. But pastors in these countries have shown leadership more than any sector of leaders. Perfect leadership. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Can we celebrate pastors in this country? It's the truth. Think about Christ's embassy. Think about Living Faith. Think about Dunamis. Think about Redeem. Deep Life. Yes, GCMI will come at the back, but I want you to see ministries that have already started a long time ago. See how House on the Rock and the likes of them. See what God has done through them. Now, people mock us that we collect tithe. See what tithe has built. I don't know that you are listening to what I'm saying. See what tithe has built. Currently, Dunamis Church, I think, is the biggest church in the world. Or in Africa, in the world. What capacity is the church? 150, right? 120. Look at what, and it's a man from Benue State. Oh. This is your Benue State where we are growing. We're a growing state. With the level of underdevelopment, you would think all of us are like the state. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to explain to you. We don't describe us by what you are seeing in the States. The man of God, see what he built from Benue. Talk about Bishop Oyedepo, who was the kind of one, more like the frontier of all these kind of things. He built those days, it was more like unbelievable. Is it 50,000 capacity? He built it. And I mean, everybody in the world was so shocked until his son in the faith, Dr. Paul, built his own. Hallelujah to Jesus. From regular tithes, offerings, and seeds people give and the rest. Now, if from tithes we build these things, and people cannot build whatever they are building from tax, don't we deserve credit? All of them start with T, who is the use that differs. Tax, tithe. But see what tithe has done for this country. In fact, not just that. During COVID, And a lot of times you see pastors aiding communities. They are helping government. Do you know how many roles in these countries that pastors have done, churches have done? In fact, some politicians for shame will not even allow some pastors, some churches to do some of the road. Say you make the people think we are irresponsible. Even we as a ministry, when did we start? But today we have our lands. And we have started building. From tithes and offerings and some of the partnership. Our partnership, I mean. So we deserve credit. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
A lot of credit. Now look at, imagine one of these pastors is the president of Nigeria. 2 weeks. Thank you. Imagine Bishop Oyedepo is the president of this country. Let them just make him the president of the country for 1 month. Bandits. They will stop existing. They will change country. We will be like, you see them, shoot them on their forehead. Shoot them. Make sure they die. Spare not the wizard to live. Are you listening? All the villages will have lights. I heard Living Faith have over 40,000 workers and they've never owed salary. 40,000 workers. They've never owed salary. They even pay them housing allowance. And they've never paid late. Before the month ends, they collect salary, not only in December. I even heard, because I used to have a neighbor who works, he still works there. December, they even give them some allowance for Christmas. For which country? So learn to celebrate your own. Are you listening to me? Once again, clap for pastors. Then, as we're talking about Judas, like some people, Nigerians that have the spirit of Judas, immediately, now look at what I'm doing. I can't tell you all the sacrifices I've made, and I'm sure many pastors have made for the ministry. If we want to keep our money, I mean, hallelujah to Jesus. Well, we've made a lot of sacrifices. And one day, probably somebody comes and give me 1 billion. Abi, you will not give me 1 billion one day. Ah, wow. I would have been shocked. You come and give me 1 billion or 10 billion, and I decide to buy 2 jets. One for church, one for recreational activity. I'm preaching. And do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you feel a little bit not okay, the spirit of Judas. You see that now? We're going to deliver some of them now. I mean, it's because of what I've done over the years. What God has used me, privileged me to do over the years. As I'm raising people now, supporting people now. Imagine you get to heights where God bless you with a lot of money. Will you not remember your pastor? Definitely remember your pastor. And now, I get a lot of money. Maybe everybody send me 10 billion to 100 billion, blah, 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 blah. And it's so much in my account. They will not say, Pastor, Nigeria is poor. I will try to do what I can do. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But I heard a pastor saying this. He said, no matter how genuine you are as a pastor, if you want to feed the whole of Nigeria, you'll be bankrupt. You can't tithe. It's not your responsibility primarily. It's the government's responsibility. Judas had a problem. He was offended. He felt like Jesus was enjoying too much. He got offended. Satan said, oh, I've seen a reason to get this guy. I've seen a reason. I'll use him. And Satan entered into his heart. He started stealing the money. Started stealing the money. Remember, it was offense first. He got offended. Jesus was not using the money rightly. And one time somebody told me, he said, Pastor, I want to sow some money into your life. I think you should get a so-so car. Make your car higher. When I collected the money, I said, I can't make the car higher, sir. He said, sir, but that's what me, I'm sowing the money. I said, no. I said, if I do it, some people will leave church. Now, I know some of you are saying, God forbid, sir. It's not me. I will not leave church. You will not understand. You will not know when you leave.
You just see that you have left. One day you just be in church and I'm driving my new car out from church. You'll be like, I need $2 to partner. I partner my last 5K. And see the car he got. Could it be that it's our money that he's using to change these cars? Kai, pastors. Now God go help us. I'm telling you the truth. You may be so shocked that you are thinking that way. And I'll be so foolish to have done that. I'd rather use it for other things that concerns God and probably my family. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you listening to me? Because the Bible says, I'll give you a wisdom and a mouth that your enemies will not what? Gain his sin. I only change my car when it has fault. And not any kind of fault. Some I'll repair. But when it's getting out of hand, then I change. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. That was the first, that was the beginning, that was the point. Judas missed it. He got offended. Then Satan used him. Immediately you get offended. You know, some people cannot trace their backsliding to offense. They backslided from God, from church, from anything God, and they can't trace it to one offense. It is always majorly connected to offense. 90% of why people leave God is connected to offense. Immediately they get offended, Satan sees an opportunity. He seizes that opportunity. He uses it. Even that of Judas, I got to realize when I was reading deeply, as I'm showing you now, that is offense. John the Baptist destroyed himself when he got offended at Jesus. Yes. Immediately he got offended. He just lost himself, lost control of himself. Hallelujah to Jesus. Remember Jesus told him, blessed are those who are not offended at me. He got offended. Even though he prophesied the coming of Jesus. I was telling a brethren, they were reporting to me that a certain man of God said, was saying some kind of funny things. And I laughed. So after a while, I called some of them. I said, you see this man of God? Years ago, he's a big man of God in this town. Years ago, in BSU, he called me out in my remedias. And he prophesied that I would do great things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. And all the kind of wonderful things he said. I said, but he has forgotten that it is the boy that is doing it now. I said, that is why he's saying the things he says. He doesn't know. He said, I hear of a young boy that is blah, blah, blah. That's the young boy he prophesied 2 years ago. And I said, one day when the road is clear, I'll meet him and remind him. I was the one you prophesied about. John the Baptist prophesied that. I mean, he prophesied about Jesus' coming. He said, Jesus. When Jesus came, he said, you are the lamb that will take away the sins of the world, blah, blah, blah. He made Israel to see and recognize Jesus. That was more like the greatest fulfillment of ministry for any prophet. And that's why the Bible called him the greatest. Are we together? Yet, after doing such a great thing, he got offended at Jesus. When Jesus began to manifest his ministry, he started losing his shine. Because now people, even John the Baptist's disciples, started admiring Jesus' disciples. Do you know one way they admired them? Funny disciples. John the Baptist's disciples, they said Jesus' disciples don't use to fast. John the Baptist wanted to kill them with fasting. And anytime they want to break, they'll use grasshoppers and honey. And one day they came to Jesus, these guys. The guys were eating nice food, like very nice food, garnished, you know. And they were like, they went and reported straight to John. In fact, they first asked, why are you people eating food? You are eating anyhow. Your master is doing miracles. You would just be eating food. Look at how you guys are getting fat. Look at you people. And they went back to their master. Then John the Baptist sent a letter. Are you the one we are expecting? Because look at what I'm doing to my boys. Your boys are just, they are loose guarding. Are you the one we are expecting, or would you expect another? Jesus said, go and insist, tell him. He said, the blind see, the deaf hear. It's like the aftermath, the proof that I'm fasting. And we are fasting, we are seeing the evidence. So don't doubt because you are seeing this will not fast. He said, the bridegroom is here. That is why. When I leave, when I leave them, oh my God. Just like some people now, why they are with us in church now, they are enjoying the power of corporate anointing. You observe that some, when they go to serve, we lose them. They think they are strong. They just come to church, On a Tuesday, we'll catch the fire. Pouy! Through the week, they'll just be enjoying their life. Come on, Sunday, catch the fire. Pouy! In midweek meetings during the week, they are just on fire. On fire. So all of these pointers to the fire now are not available when they're going to serve. Do not meet unbelieving unbelievers. And be talking with them. Before you know, some of them will start doing fashion week, fashion parade. Mrs. NYC. That's how it begins. Mr. NYC, they'll be doing mancho. You see, is that not brother Edward? Not Pastor Edward. I'm trying to look for a name that is not a brother Chibuzo. Hey, brother Chibuzo, is it? Is that not that guy in prayer department? Mancho Chibuzo. He has forgotten. Because he was just enjoying the prayer, the covering. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The bridegroom and his friends, they are here. If he just goes back home, tongues, he comes to church, word, fire everywhere. Now he's in at NYC camp. No fire. He go and sit somewhere. They are talking about Chelsea and Arsenal. Goes to that place, other place, Liverpool and Real Madrid. Go to another place, they'll start another discussion. God, he's not hearing anything like where he's coming from. Oh, she's not hearing anything. Before you know, instead of, you know, one of the way you get protected, remember I taught you, is your standards of peace. Your readiness to always want to preach the gospel is one of your defense. At that point, what you must wear on fast to survive is your readiness to always want to preach the gospel. Not just prayer. If you pray and hide your identity, you still fall. Because there are many people who hide their identity when they go out. They don't want people to know they are hot Christians. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Imagine you go to serve and there's a lady entering your eye. And you know it's not time for a relationship. As the lady is entering your eye, start preaching in that place. As you start preaching and the lady catches you preaching, you have been implicated. You can't misbehave again. If you are liking Rebecca and Rebecca sees you preaching, oh Jesus, blah 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 blah, Rebecca will be like, even now maybe she will be disappointed. I never thought I would marry a preacher. Please, I don't do preachers. Now you are safe. And that way you can't go to Rebecca again because you were preaching about righteousness and holiness and kingdom. No matter how Rebecca would dress seductively, if you want to move, people will say, Pastor, what are thou doing with Sister Rebecca? That will guide you. It will become your protection. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I tell you the truth. If you preach in your compound, you cannot quarrel. You can't quarrel. And if you quarrel, your heart is too strong. When you are done preaching to all your neighbors, which mouth do you want to use to quarrel again? The mouth that you used to preach? No, you will see yourself walking in patience. They'll come outside and say, this girl, she goes just preach for people, she don't know how to behave, she goes just put this for outside, rubbish girl, blah 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 blah. You have tied your rapport to come outside. As you are going out, the Holy Ghost will remind you have a cell in this compound. You just get to the door, you say, Kai. Maybe that lady currently you has not started coming to yourself, and this is how God wants to bring her to yourself. And as you come out and say, Sister, I did not do it in time. I'm so sorry. You now carry packer and you pack. You know, as I'm saying this thing, as people are like, hey, you pack the things and you even help her sweep her frontage and you pour it outside. You see how this lady laughed? Meaning, where would this one start from? If you do that thing, that lady cannot sleep. If she sleeps, no problem. She will not sleep the next time you do it. Just keep on doing it. One day she will say, this is how you shine the light of God. You see that? You are patient. You are. Everything is fine expression because you have implicated yourself by what? Your readiness to want to preach the gospel. By preaching the gospel. You see that? That's why sometimes people live here. You just see them misbehaving. We'll tell them, Prince now what? Prince now what? You want to go for NYC? You see me tell some people, preach the word. If you cannot print it, preach the word of God. Let them come to you and see that you are connected to Tuesday's service like this. You are watching. They'll join you. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? You have already painted a picture that you are for God and His kingdom. But if you go there and you are just doing things, nobody knows you for kingdom. The only thing they know you is, as nice as football is, you went there and you were just playing football, it's still foolishness. Are you listening to me? You played well, it's nice, but add it with the preaching of the gospel. If you want to do Miss NYSC, no problem. Maybe that's you are a, what do they call them? Modern. As you are done, do it with the preaching of the God. I don't think you can even join those states. So do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't think. In case you can, you have the grace, you can join it. But don't join it in this church. It's not our doctrine. Nobody is calling modeling in this church. Until special occasions. Well, see me before you leave church. Some people say I'm a model. See me, eh? How many of you are models there? Oh, thank God we don't have. But Peter, your wife says she's a model. You are a model? Eh? For Jesus. Oh, everybody are models for Jesus. Jesus is model. Well done. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Have you seen things like that happen? It does happen. Some is just Abuja, some is Kefi, some is even Lafia. Lafia, yeah. You start see they are disturbing them. Why are you not joining Bible studies? Every time there is no network. There is never a network. That guy means past prophet. How do you know? How did you know? There is no network. Some is genuine excuse. Maybe there is no network one or two times. But most is cover up. Say, I'm busy. By 8 p.m., I'm busy at work. Now, some of them watching me now. Be watching me. I'm talking to you. They say, it's a coincidence. The day I came to online service, pastor is talking about me. It's not a coincidence. I called one time. I said, are you part of her? He said, yes. I said, are you burning for God? She said, yes. I said, are you attending your regular Wednesday Bible studies? And then, sir, sometimes network is not available. Blah, blah. But if you have a job interview at that time, will you attend? She just kept quiet. I said, no, answer me. Will you attend? Sir, I will try and prepare for it. I said, try and prepare for God too. See, there's a way you serve God that He rewards you with good jobs. You serve Him. You serve Him. Your CV is not all that nice. God's grace will come upon it. God's favor will come upon it. Somebody will just be checking. One rich man will be checking on LinkedIn. And he will just be attracted by that name. He will just see the name Ene and say, what kind of name is this? Ene, Ene. I'll be playing with the name. And before you know, he's checking everything. And he's like, I like this person. I don't know why I like this person. I think she deserves the job. Because you've been serving God. God will give you that job so that it will aid you to serve Him more properly. I said something today on my service. I said, I've observed. Just as pastors, we don't like to say it. So that we don't make some of you feel bad. We have observed that people that serve God very well are the most blessed even in church. One thing I've observed as a pastor for years is that those that always give, always have to give. It's God's system. It says, givers never lack. And you see, giving is not something you do for a while and stop. You are just double-minded. I mean, you've made up your mind that you want to be a giver. I've never seen somebody that made up his mind and said, I want to be a giver. And at the middle of his life, in giving as a Christian, he now got stuck. I've never seen. Except you are double standard, double minded. The Bible says if you are double minded, you cannot receive anything from the Lord. There's a way you serve God. And some people don't know that they disqualify themselves before God. You were praying for God to help you start a business. He helps you. Now the business has taken your heart and your time from God. How do you want Him to trust you again? Do you know God's reasons? He has His mind. The Bible says put on the mind of Christ. He will look at you. You have disqualified yourself. Look at you who are crawling on the ground saying, God, if you give me this job, if you give me, oh God, if you give me. He has given you. Just small. Not everything yet. Small. You have made this small everything. You have made the small everything. Now you don't have time for Him again. Now you have a lot of excuses why you will not come to church. Why you not do your functions? Didn't you read your Bible? He said, if you seek me first and my righteousness, he said, every other good thing the Gentiles seek, he said, it shall be what? Added unto you. It is not what you are pursuing, but it will be added. It may not seem like it, but it will eventually happen. And one of the things that causes people to be stone dead, causes people to be stone dead in their work with God, is complaining, murmuring. If you check the Bible, the children of Israel, the Bible says what they heard, they did not mix it with faith. They would just hear and just be forgetful hearers. They did not try to act on the word of God. At a point where there's little pressure, they will start murmuring. And God got offended through the ministry of an angel. Are you listening to me? And eventually they did not enter the promised land. Because they were allowing situation to dictate their feelings, the way they talk, allowing the circumstance around them dictate how they talk, how they do things. There's no food today, they feel like God is not faithful. There's food tomorrow, they'll start praising God. There's no water to drink, they'll start complaining to God and their pastor Moses. If it was not you, I know where I would have been. You know, I know I've kept a lot of people in this town. And the town has been a lot more like a wilderness to them. And some are timing one day, I will get out, nobody can stop me. I mean, who has power to stop you in the first place? Nobody has power to stop you. Does anybody have power to stop you? Not even God have the power to stop you. Talk less of me. It's a function of your decision. If you don't agree, nobody forces you. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if it's worth it, why not go through that process? Does wilderness have electricity? Huh? The wilderness of the children of Israel, was there electricity? Was there water board? The only thing was dry ground. And he said, keep on moving, we are going somewhere. No trace of the promised land. No trace. They were not seeing anything at the front. They were just going. He said, just be going. They were going. He said, just be going. They were going. See, listen, when it seems so far, check your life. Something is wrong somewhere. A lot of times when the promised land seems so far, check yourself. You've not walked. That is why, listen carefully. Oh, God, help these people to get this. I pray you catch this wonderful evening. Listen, you don't need to go through circumstances to know what is in your heart. You know, for the children of Israel, at a point, they got to see. And they didn't even see. They were still stubborn. But it was revealed that they had, God was not fully the one that was in charge of their heart. At a point, they allowed the idol of their heart to find expression. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They persuaded Aaron to create for them an idol. And they began to worship the idol. Now, if God had allowed them to enter the promised land before proving their heart, they would have actually worshipped an idol in the promised land. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. This is what I'm trying to say. In the New Testament, do you know that? Alright, God does not need, he said in the book of James, he said, I do not test with evil. God does not prove you with evil. He does not need to test his product in the New Testament. Listen to me very, very carefully. I wish you can get this. You can allow the word of God just prove you. As you come to church, receive the word of God. Allow it get your inside. It will change you. And if the word of God has really changed you and you are now God's righteousness, you don't need to be proven by any situation. When situations come, it is not God bringing the situation to prove you. If you see situations come to you and God allows it, it's because he's sure of his product. He's very sure of his product. He's not the one bringing the situations. This way, your journey to the promised land will be short. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to explain. Do you understand me? I don't think so. In John 15, this is what the Bible said. It said, let's see John 15 from verse 1. Jesus was speaking about the general people and he began to speak to the 12. He said, I am the vine and my father is the vine dresser. Next part of scripture, he then says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Next part of scripture. Now, this is a standard. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. But any branch that bears fruit, he even prunes so that the branch will bear what? More fruit is a standard. You are bearing fruit, he prunes for you to bear more fruit. But listen, is that, and if you observe maybe I've not done this before, is saying that because some people in his days were quite religious, okay? All right? They were for God but religious. So he's more like, I'm going to remove certain beliefs they have so that they can bear the right fruit. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. For the religious folks, all right? That's what he meant for in verse 2. He was addressing the religious and normal people. Are we together? Because if you remember the words of Jesus, he was addressing the religious people too in Matthew when he said that any tree that is not planted by my Father will be uprooted and be set into fire. Can you remember? So you cannot tell that he's talking about the religious in verse 2. But let's look at verse 3. He said, you are already clean, talking about the 12 now, because of the word which I have what? Spoken to you. So he's saying for these guys, we don't even need to talk about pruning. But because the word of God has entered on your inside, entered you, you know, and the rest, then you're already made clean. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Because what I'm trying to say is that you get mature by the word. Who by reason of use of the word have gotten their senses what? Exercise. Remember the Bible says it is the word of righteousness that brings you to full age in Hebrews 5. That as you hear the word of God, you come to maturity. And as you use it, as you use the word of God, you get more fortified and strengthened, proving that you are really mature. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Am I confusing you? What makes you mature? The word of righteousness, the wisdom of God. All right. When you understand God's word, you get mature. And when you use God's word is more like nurture and nature. Understanding your place in Christ. All right. Nature. As I'm teaching your place in Christ, nature. When you begin to use this revelation, it is a nurturing to be so that you are able to finally walk in the nature. So it's already yours, but you are walking out the salvation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's what Jesus is talking about here. That for you guys, as you are listening to the word of God, that's your nature. You're already made clean. But how do you actualize this reality that you have entered into this maturity yet? By using the word of God. Use it. Use it. Use it. All you have heard in cupboard, use it. Start using it. You want money, speak money. Don't be scared. Why are you thinking it will not work when you have not tried it? Try it first. The Bible says, test and see that word. Try it. I'm giving you serious hacks to live above Satan like he never existed. I know what I'm telling you. This morning I was trying to take my shower and something came to my heart. Where is this young man? Favor. Yes. How are you? Yes. You can enjoy drumming. The Lord reminded me today when I was beaten. You can enjoy drumming while it lasts. But the hand of God is upon you for ministry. So cultivate your life in that direction. Because the Lord reminded me today when I was taking my bath. You can sit down. Just cultivate your life in that direction. Start staying so much of the word. And the Lord asked me a question. More like I even asked the question. My mind asking a question. I said the Bible said give us this day our what? Daily bread. So I said to myself, comparing this word to what happened with the children of Israel when he said, don't store up the manna. Remember? He wanted total dependency on himself, not on their own strategy. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Don't store up the manna. Just trust me. When they stored the manna, what happened? It became what? Worms. Can you remember? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, sometimes people think, because somebody asked me that question, he said, pastor, what if I've been addicted to a particular sin for 20 years, 30 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years? How can I just imagine or believe that I'm going to live in a day? In one day, I've stopped. I said, you can live in one day. He said, but I've been there for a long time. How can I stop in one day? It's not possible. And he said to me, he said, most of the time, people can stop. And himself cannot stop because when he imagines the years he has spent in that lifestyle, and remember how that he had tried to stop every time and could not stop, then he knows that even now that he's promised himself that he will not stop, he will still not stop. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. So he just gives up on himself. And I said to him, I said, a lot of times people, if they think that God has delivered them, they begin to think about tomorrow. Now, right now you say, I'm above sin. I've broken the addiction. I can't live in addiction anymore. Be excited about today. Forget about tomorrow. Because you'll be thinking, how about tomorrow? What of next tomorrow? What if I fail God? Forget about failing God tomorrow. Right now there is strength. When it comes tomorrow, know that there is daily bread. When it comes to next tomorrow, know that today it has been given to you what? Daily bread. His mercies are new every morning. So I said to him, stop thinking of tomorrow. Now that you know that you are not addicted, celebrate Jesus. When you wake up early morning, I said, this is the hack. Just stand up and start thanking God that you are free from addiction. I tell you the truth. If you can thank God for 365 days, you will not do it for 365 days. He thought I was joking. That's how I left it. I said, before you start any prayer, make your request known to God in thanksgiving. Tell him, Lord, I told him, if it's possible, just recite the Lord's Prayer. And make sure you say that part. I say, give me today. I say, when you just say that part, burst into thanksgiving. And begin to thank the Lord for strength to live above addiction today. I said, you have been delivered eternally, but know that his strength is always renewed to you every morning to live above that infirmity. I say, it will now register in your spirit as a normal thing. And one day you will forget that you were ever addicted. He's a pastor today. In fact, the pastor made him the resident pastor. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he's enjoying God's glory today. When I remember that message, that thing I told him, it now came to my heart that I need to tell you people too. Many people are like that. They are thinking, I've been in this wrong lifestyle for many years. How can I just stop today? I promised myself I'll stop yesterday. I still did it. Forget about tomorrow, whether you fail God. Stop thinking those rubbish. Give us today our daily bread. Forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. That's what Jesus said. Are you listening to me? That's what I said. Listen, I've learned to live like this for God. Oh my God. I wish I could explain this so deep to you people. As at this morning, I even emptied my account. Because we needed to do some things, complete some things with the vocabulary. I tell you the truth, I emptied it with no fuel to come to church in my car. I emptied it with no fuel to come to church. But yet, I was studying the word. I told my wife, I did not tell my wife, I did not tell anybody. I was just studying the word. And listen, what God did was that he sent me. He told somebody to give me like 10,000. Somebody sent 10,000 naira to me. Just after that moment. And when the 10,000 came, my wife now reminded me there was something that was spoiled that I said I was going to buy it last night. She then reminded me that, please, I should get it. And it was over 8,000. So I just sent for it immediately. And I kept on thanking the Lord. As I was thanking the Lord, 1,000 enter. Another 1,000 enter. I woke up and I owned my car driving like it was a normal thing. I tell you the truth. As I was driving, I was telling the Lord. I said, it has become normal to me to walk by faith. It is normal. I just know that somehow, there will be fuel for car. That I'll stand in the front and say, I don't have to do. No, it's not possible. When I'm ready to do it, I shall do it. I never make reference to my account when I'm talking about something. I don't do it. Oh dear Jesus, I don't do it. I've never, since I caught the word of God in this area, I don't say on the strength of what we have, on the strength of what I have. Mm-mm. I talk like everything is figured out already. Because it's figured out already. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You know, remember one time in the wilderness, the children of Israel, God told them, he said, the reason I tell you people to throw away the manna after a day is because I want you to understand that what Jesus quoted. Can you remember that part of scripture? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He wants them to understand that it is because he said they will eat every day, they will eat, not because they are storing food. Did you catch what I said? He wants them to understand that you live by every word, the word God speaks. You know, when he said, I'll give you today your daily bread, why you will have your daily bread is because he has said so. Not because you are planning your life. See, God forbid all your food and your money burn one day. Will you not eat? Will you not still bounce back? There's a system to always bounce back. What's that system? God Almighty. We tap into that system by the word of God, revelation, and by prayer. I was telling somebody, I said, all the prayer I've prayed in this world can never make me poor. If I stop praying today, I will still be very rich. He said, I don't understand. I said, I've prayed prayer. Let me tell you something. I prayed 3 weeks. I prayed 3 days stretch. I prayed 1 week. We've gathered and locked ourselves. We have prayed with no good in this life. I said, that prayer is going to stay for me till 100 years to come. I know the kind of tongues. If I pray, the tongues are prayed with this mouth. Oh my God. Oh my God. I said, it's too late to be poor. Very, very late. You know, one time I was listening to Andrew Womack. I thought I'm the only one that thing happened. So I listened to Kenneth Hagin too, the same thing. I said, all the great men of God, the same thing. Andrew Womack said when they were building their school of theology, their Bible school, because God told me about a Bible school too. So I'm planning a Bible school where I'll graduate people in theology and the rest. I'm trying to get certified. I'm working on it. When I'm fully certified, we'll start that. We'll build the the campus. All right, the Catholics call it seminary. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Andrew Mark, I don't want to say what he said here because they'll come for me. Instead of seminary, he said something. My God, help me. Hallelujah. I don't want to say it. I'm in Nigeria. Amen. But the word is similar. The Lord give you understanding. You know, God, I'm so tempted to say it. I hope this will not end my ministry. Oh, you know, when you die, they bury you somewhere. So, where were we? Where were we? Huh? Huh? No, not that. Please change the topic. Where were we? All right. So he said they were building their Bible school, and he chose his Bible school because of what I just joked about. He said, why are they building it? The architect told him that, sir, you can never finish this thing you have started. He said, because anytime they need money, we'll say, okay, don't worry, come back in 3 days, come back in 2 weeks, come back in 1 month. So the architect said they will never finish. They finished it. The architect said, if they told me in the beginning they will finish, you'll finish this thing, I would have never believed. He even quitted. It was another person that finished everything. Before they said, he said, every time they needed something is by faith. Every time they needed something is by faith. Every time they needed, before they got to where they are. I heard that from Kenneth Hagin too. He said, one day somebody came to him and said, I know you are, this is your wilderness days, things will change. He said, who is in wilderness days? I'm not in any wilderness days. All my needs are met. He said, why is that? Anything you want to do in this world, you will pray about it. He said, no problem. That's how it's supposed to be. He said, God is teaching us dependency on Him. Listen, what you are making, church, are you here this wonderful evening? Before I come? You know, somebody have 330 billion in their account. Don't allow some pastors confuse you. I'm not trying to shame those pastors whatsoever. God bless them. But don't allow them confuse you. They say, okay, these people are not born again, but they don't tithe, they don't pray before they get money. Firstly, Christianity is not focally for making money. We are not Christian to the end that we make money. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. That's not the reason why we are Christians. Christianity is not the pursuit for money. So you can't say because people are making money and they are not praying or giving tithe, we should quit our prayers or quit Christianity and follow their path. That's foolishness. That's not why we are Christians. He has saved our soul. And we give Him praise. And we are Christians who save others. To allow God through us save others. That's number one. Number two. The children of Israel in the wilderness, they depended on God for virtually everything. Everything. Why was it like that in the wilderness? God was teaching them something in the wilderness. It's called wilderness, the place of training. He was training them that anytime they needed food, they should look up to Him and not to man. Look up to Him and not their resources. Look up to Him alone. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. So that when they get to the promised land, it will not be registered in their mind that it was their hard work that made them to have everything they have. I don't know that you understand what I'm trying to say. At a point, He corrected their mentality. When they gave for the tabernacle, He said, I'm the Lord God. They were becoming proud. He said, I'm the Lord God that gave you the power to have the money and give. Don't be proud. He was teaching them humility.
He was trying to make them to become the kind of the ideal kind of men he wants them to become. So that when they get to the promised land where there's so much abundance, they will not forget him and think that it is their hard work that brought them there. And you can tell there are a lot of people who became rich and became stupid. Even pastors, they talk to them anyhow. One time I was hearing Bishop Wade, Padeboye. He said some big men gathered and said they should give them in his church, they should give them the breakdown of what they use, all the tithe they used to send for. He now said he had no problem to do that because he's not in charge of the money. But he will not do it because they are too small to give such an order. How can you sit down, floor members in church, because you have Lamborghini? And because your tithe is even 1 billion, and say that the set man should give you a report of what he uses the tithes in church for. And he said he will not do that. That there are special meetings, they give reports in their leadership, but for them, nobody will do that thing. I think they got offended and they left or something. Hallelujah to Jesus. Such people have become foolish because of their prosperity. That's if they even had it the right way. Nobody who had money the right way will talk like that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Have you seen people who are very wealthy and they are humble? There's a man of God that is preaching the gospel. He's an evangelist. I always see him with Dr. Paul in videos. Manduka. Yeah, I think that's his name. An Igbo billionaire. One time he heard this statement. He said, money na water. How many of you saw his post? He said, no rich man will ever talk that kind of rubbish. He said it is poor people that talk like that. When he said that, the people that said that were angry with him. They began to criticize him. He said nobody who really knows money and has money will say that kind of stupid thing. He said it's only people that don't understand money and are not wealthy that talk those kind of foolish things. He said it's even poor people that talk like that. Believe him, anybody that said that is poor. Don't believe social media. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said rich men don't talk like that. They don't talk those kind of things. It's not necessary. He said people that are truly rich and wealthy, they are very humble. He said so. How can you see a billionaire, we're not talking about millionaire, billionaire, carries microphone and go outside, Jesus is Lord, repent today. I saw the video, nobody told me. There are some of us making 250. Well, are you coming for choir rehearsal? And not at the moment. Work is tight, schedules very tight. Pastor, sir, no time. You know, this is my new work. It's not giving me time at all. Some of when people don't have this job, they will not understand. Blah 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 blah. The people that are around in the meeting, they don't have job. So they will not understand. We that have job. So for we that have job, can we be coming by 6:30? People that don't have job now, we suffer in your hand. So my organ will not allow me to come by that time. Please extend the meeting. What is the salary? 250. I've changed the way you talk. Your friend now is not your friend because you now make 250. You are explaining to people how that she's a lazy person. Shoma is very lazy. I don't know. I don't think she will ever make it in life. The way she just stands up and say that, blah, blah. You know, they just called you and recommended you for a job. Now you know people that are lazy. You've forgotten the grace of God. That though you were poor, he made you rich. It's grace, oh. But before you know, people who allow the thing get to their head, they'll be saying, you see, why? Well, I hate broke people because you hate broke people. The way you talk will prove that you are not humble. The money has got into your head. Now your dad is speaking, you are looking to him, looking at your dad eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball to eyeball. You send your hatred to 50,000 and now you can tap him. Say, Pastor Emma. Pastor Emma, there's no time. We'll see later, yeah? I'll send a seat to you, sir. Sir, please, with all due respect, can you send me a card number? I have to catch up with something. I'm going to send a seat to you. So I'll call you, sir. I'll call you. Just beat me, sir. You and your seed will perish. If it's Prophet Simon, I'll call you and put, withdraw the seed and be pouring it on your life. Yeah, there are people like that.
There are people like that. Ketu Kuman told us a story. She said, one very wealthy man, she would go and preach to him every time. He was thinking it was his money. And when he's done preaching, she will send money. He would just drop money or something. She will not carry the money. She will go away and come back and preach again. He felt like the end product of Christianity was money. Pursuit for money. Every day she would come. One day she was preaching. He got offended from his place of work and banged the door on her or something. So she came down. She was crying. She cried and was praying that God should save his soul. And while he was coming down or something, he now saw her crying and calling his name that God should save him. And he was wondering, why would somebody just have special interest for him like this? I will not be collecting his money. Special interest. He said, whoever made this woman to love me like this deserves to be loved. That's how he became a Christian. And started following Jesus. Guess what? He sponsored all her crusade till she died. All single-handedly sponsored all the crusade till she died. But once she proved to him that she was not interested, he became humble because he saw somebody that was not interested in his what? Money. Loved him genuinely. Are you listening to me tonight? You can't separate your money from God's work. If you do that, it's a proof that you truly don't know the purpose of money. And it's a proof you are proud. Can we see this part of scripture before we close? Is it Isaiah 58 verse 6? Let's see it briefly. Isaiah 58 and 6. Okay. Because when I say how to sustain revival, some people think it's only fasting and prayer. It goes beyond fasting and prayer. Give me from verse 5. This is how I want to end. Is it a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Next part of scripture. Because we were expecting a manifestation after doing all of these things, and they did not see. So when they came to God, God was saying, is that what you think that should make me bring a manifestation? Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? Sackcloth and all the things. He said, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To lose the bounds of wickedness. To undo what? To let the oppressed. And that you break every yoke. Give me this in the TPT if we can read. This is the kind of fast that Isaiah. Remove that heavy chains of oppression. Stop exploiting your workers. Set free the crushed and mistreated. Break off every yoke of bondage. One way to sustain the move of God is to walk in love. Not just fasting and prayer. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? To walk in love. Some people assume they are fasting and praying and you see them backbiting and talking down people at the same time. And they are getting deep in it and they are claiming they are fasting and praying. And when they don't see a manifestation of God in their life, they are wondering, God is speaking to them here. He says, it's not because you fasted long and blah, 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 pour ashes on your face, that will bring a manifestation into your life. I tell you, some of you, if you just add garnish your work with Christ, with this walking in love right now, the kind of manifestations you begin to see will blow your mind. Your eyes will be open, your senses will be open in the realm of the spirit. This is more like the last part of balancing the equation you need in your life. Are you listening to me? Next part of scripture. He says, share your food with the hungry. Provide for the homeless. Bring them into your home. Clothe the... Don't turn your back on your own flesh and blood. You see this? God sees all of these things. No matter how you want to say manifestation in your life, if these things are not in place, it will be hard. In summary, just walk with the Spirit. Walk with the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? He will direct you. You can't be working with the Holy Ghost and not think like this. You pray in tongues and you hide your food. How? You are praying in tongues in hostel and Ada is coming. You just... What is happening? I'm praying. Are you? When are you going to start eating? I'm not sure I'll eat today. I need to pray. I'm fasting. Provide for the homeless. Somebody begs you, I don't have a place to stay. It's just 2 days before I rent my own apartment. And the person is in your church. He said, no, I don't know how to stay with people. 2 days. 2 days. 2 days. He said, no, I can't. I can't. If I stay with people, I don't just know. My last experience was so bad. I nearly died. I made up my mind that even if he's a church member or not, because it was a church member I stayed with, and they nearly killed me, sir. They nearly killed me. But this person genuinely, now you want Boko Haram to catch this person outside. They don't have any place to stay. You want bandit to catch them. You know, years ago, let me share a story. I had this young man that was with us. He came to BSU because he loved me so much. He left his state, came to BSU, told his parents he's following me, his spiritual father, to BSU. So he came. He applied, he got admission. And they were not happy because they were paying higher as non-indigent. But anyways, he came. And I appreciated the fact that he came to serve God through me and the rest. And for that reason, I allowed him to stay in my place. And there was somebody that was wanting to rent me a house. That season, the person rented the house. So I moved. You know, as a student, they rented me a house. I started serving God very early from my remedial days. The person was so blessed. The person said, I must rent a house for pastor. And the person said, as long as I'm in that school, I will pay his rent till he graduates. True life story. And I moved to that my house. And I allowed this. But before I moved, I was even staying with the young man. We're staying together with my roommate. So I had to explain to my roommate that this guy came because he loves me. And there was no money for him to even rent. The parents didn't have money for him to rent his own house. So they could pay the school fees and all of the registrations and the rest. And one time we're even in the room and his laptop fell and the screen broke. Because I wanted him to have a nice time on campus, I even went and changed the screen for him. 10,000. That time, 10,000 is big money. I said, for this young man not to feel like Satan followed him to BSU, his laptop has break. I just changed the screen for him. And he was enjoying himself. Until one day, I noticed some kind of demonic moves on his inside. When I had rented my new space, one guy wanted to write exam. A guy has always been with us, a brother in the faith. And he wanted to stay close to school. Because we are just behind the customary court there. And I said, okay, go and stay with those people. Now, I felt like I had the right because he had not even paid for anything yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And I felt like... So, he went there. He did not complain, but he started treating the guy so wrong. And one day, I was going to visit them, and I was by the door. I heard him warning the guy. The guy is his senior for like four years. The guy was sitting, and he was warning the guy. I think the guy was standing. He was sitting, sorry. He was warning the guy. You know, he's in charge of the house. So, he was warning his servant in the house, probably. And I wanted to enter. And I have this character. If I hear something, I'll first come down to understand what is happening first. I heard all the warning. I heard it. When he finished the warning, I now opened it and say, thank you, sir. So, he just saw me. I was afraid. And he stood up. I said, welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. I said, no, welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. I almost knelt down for him. I said, now, you big old. Oga kwata kwata. I celebrate you, Almighty you. I called him all the names because he deserved all the praise. He spoke to that boy so rudely. I said, your elder is standing, you are sitting down. Oh God, there is no crown that you don't deserve. I bow before your throne. So he was feeling so ashamed that I caught him. You know, he now got more offended that the guy allowed me to catch him. He said, if it's not that the guy did something wrong, now he would have not spoken to him that way and I would have not caught him in the scene. I said, where is this demon coming from? So I paid close attention to him. You know, when I pay close attention to you, it's because I have noticed something wrong. I paid very close attention. And one day, after we had walked on him to an extent, one day, the thing has not finished working. One of our brothers, came to town. He went to serve. So he came to town. He wants to stay back and do ministry after service. You know, after service, you don't go back home. You just came straight to Makodi to serve God. As a brother, will you not be happy to welcome one of your brother? I said, okay, so you'll be there before you are able to rent. Can you remember that story? Be there before you are able to rent a house. And I was planning to add money for him to rent his house. I've really spent money on this voice, my God. And The young man said, no, he does not want to. He didn't know that I was the one that sent the boy. I did not tell him that I'm sending, so I just sent the boy. I wanted to test whether he has grown. He now told the boy that due to some inconveniences and some kind of things that I'm planning and blah, 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 my roommate, that we will not be able to house you. The roommate was not on ground. He was on break. So the young man said, sir, he told me this, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, somebody said he was to stay. He said, and I said, I did not know it's you, sir. I said, okay, so if you don't know it's me, you cannot house your brother. So I said, okay, go and stay. I think he stayed with Pastor Peter. The guy went to stay with Pastor Peter before we were able to rent them out. I saw the depth of wickedness. And he can pray in tongues. That's evil. Evil heart. And you know, my boys don't like to stay with me because they think, I don't know what kind of fear they have. Because I haven't told him, come and stay with me. He was just rejecting it. I don't know that his prayer. They don't want to pray. Till today, I'm wondering what the problem is. But even if his prayer is not that tough, who told you that all my life is blah, 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 blah? Who told you I don't sit down and think? Maybe I don't blame him. He's the one that stayed with me before that I went and boiled him. You can't remember? So maybe that's why he learned from his past. You know, when he left my house, he said, Prophet Simon does not answer anybody when he's on his laptop. He'll be listening to one man of God called Prophet Kobus. He'll just be like this. And for hours, nobody can talk to him. If you're in prophet house, you can't gist. You just sit down. And in the night, when I start pack up, you can't, did not bore you where. You must wake up and join that prayer. You can't be in the mood of sleep. Even if you are sick, you are healed. Stand up, let's pray. That was my life. It's the truth. Because as a student, what will I do? I don't even have a girlfriend. I don't have anything. Vanity upon vanity. Only God mattered to me. He refused. So he stayed with Pastor Peter. I had to caution him. I said, as a Christian, look at. And that's how it started. Before foolishly, he got to a point we couldn't control again. So we allowed him to just go. It starts little by little. Foolishness always starts small. Greed, akagom. Always think from where you are coming. Think of where you are coming from. If God has blessed you, you see me. I still remember my barrack, my block, my room. I still remember how I started like yesterday. I will never be proud in my life. Never. This is not me trying to be proud before you. I'm telling you the fact because I always keep myself in remembrance. One time, one of my boys was shouting for a member many years ago. According to my office, I said, ah, you are a big boy. Shebi, you are a whatever now. HOD or something. He's not here too. I said, see how you were shouting on that young man. Funny enough, the young man did not come back to church after that day because of how he shouted for the young man. I said, you have so much power. See how you shouted. I even heard you almost slap the person. You would have slapped him and see, I would have called you outside and give you 30 public slaps. I said, small power you have. See how you are behaving like a dog. Small power. I said, you, I'm in charge of you, all your brothers, the HODs or pastors. And I'm in charge of every church member, yeah? And even many people that are in diaspora that most of you don't know about. And yet, see how I'm talking to you. Did I shout for you? He said, no. Did I ever raise my hand for you? He said, no. I said, it is proof that you can never sit in this place until you work on yourself. Leadership is something that God does all by himself. Not everybody can be a leader. So when they are leaders, they will kill everybody. It's the truth. Aaron was never supposed to be a leader. That's why God told him to follow Moses and be interpreting anything Moses is saying. The moment they gave Aaron leadership position, everything scattered in Israel. Everything scattered. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of you, the kind of heart that you have, only this man can be your leader. If we allow any Aaron to come and disciple you people for a while, this church will scatter. You need somebody that will not answer you sometimes. Some people have come to my pastor, they come and tell something. I said, so what do you want me to do? They go and they do the right thing. So they knew the right thing and they're asking me what they need to do. And I say, what do you want me to do? And you see them go back, they do exactly what they are supposed to do. You know what they are coming to do? They want to try their luck. Whether prophet will change his mind. You already know what you want to do. This is how they say I should come and school in the US. I said, okay, why did you not go? I said, because call of God is upon my life. I said, oh, we give God praise. So why did you tell me if you said no? Maybe you think I will change my mind now. And I ask sometimes, maybe you are the one that say call of God is on your life. Like this Sunday, I'll anoint some people, pastors. It has finished. When I anoint you a pastor, I have complete authority over your life. Or God have complete authority over your life through me. It is what I want you to do, you do. Not minus marriage. I'm not inside your marriage, this thing. Marriage is your own cup of tea. Just like when we see and we don't understand, we have a meeting. And we walk off that human being by fear and trembling. The Lord give you understanding. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's true now. After I'm done raising Pastor Joe, then he now says he wants to marry Destiny. Then Destiny is telling him that her destiny is in the U.S. And I'm not ready for Pastor Joe to go to the U.S. But Destiny is saying, if you love me, follow me. And I observe that Pastor Joe is really in love. So what will I do? I'll pray to God. When I pray to God, I'll call for a meeting. And I'll tell them, let's go and work out something. We are losing a brother to destiny. The wrong side of destiny. And we'll call the brother and say, unlove the love you have. It is biblical. All scripture is given for what? And for doctrine. As I'm teaching you with the Bible, I'll give you doctrine. That's the most basic level. Doctrine, then what? Huh? Instruction is one of the last. Doctrine, then what? And what? And what? In what? You are not walking towards the direction of righteousness with this thing you are doing now. This lady will take you off righteousness. Now, for righteousness' sake, we have to bring you back by making sure that love dies. And one time I called on my boys. I said, this is your girlfriend, don't know how to laugh. You will not marry her. Why is it that she doesn't know how to laugh? Every time she's boning her face. Isn't that she'll be talking to church members? She'll push her members in church. Imagine you send down to a branch with the husband. And one girl is coming to greet the husband. She's smiling anyhow. She will not be angry. You people should not be smiling to my husband. I'll change it for all of you in this church. So we don't want those kind of ladies. Even when everybody is laughing in church. One day I called into my office. I said, this is the last day I'm telling you this. That's not your wife. I said, somebody that cannot laugh. In fact, one day how we knew, we said she was not having money to do anything. And we're in a meeting. And I said, what do you do? Say nothing. I said, eh. I said, why not start something with your life in business? Because he's the one taking care of almost everything. And he's not paying partnership because of her. And I said, okay, start selling Zobo. She said, sir, I cannot do that kind of business. I said, hey, you cannot sell Zobo. What can you sell? So I'm learning baking. I want to start making. You want to leave basics to who will pay the money for the baking? Is the boy. Who will buy the thing they used to bake? What do they call it? Oh, is the boy. He has bought oven. They did not know how to bake. He has even bought the oven and everything. Baking business is not working. Now sell buns. No, I can't sell buns, sir. Sell Zobo. I can't sell Zobo. What we want to do? Baking, big scale baking business. I say, yeah, yeah. Even the phone you are holding is the boy that bought. And you still want big phone. I say, this boy will die very soon if I don't come in. Shakara, zero naira in the account. Shakara, you can't sell Zobo. I know ladies. Today she's married, living wonderfully. Naomi and Alice, they know me. They used to be my friends in BSU. Naomi is married to Pastor Charles. Alice is married to a pastor in Lagos. These ladies were my friends that time. The way Alice is very beautiful and Naomi is very beautiful. They were doing one business that I was the one that was at the front of the business. I was supporting them too. Me too, I was buying something I would not buy. It was so sweet. They were selling Zobo and buns. It was going everywhere. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? People were buying, they were surviving. And that lady was not as fine as Alice. The one I'm talking about now. And you cannot sell Zobo. I hope I'm not talking to ladies here that cannot sell Zobo and buns. Can you sell it? Yeah? Some people are not answering me. Some of you cannot sell Zobo and buns. If you cannot sell, then you look for where you get money. Don't put burden on men. You want to recharge. Honey, can you send me? I might cut touch you. Honey, can you send me somebody? I don't know what kind of demonic mistakes. Can you send me money for sob? Sob. Honey, I want to make my hair. Can you send me money? Honey. Anytime you hear honey, he is waiting for the amount you want to call. Honey. I want to travel to Abuja for NYC orientation camp. Can you send me the money for my socks, my canvas, my... Nahim, be your father. He didn't send you to school. Some ladies, they don't have shame. And when a man starts talking to you anyhow, you deserve it because of everything in your life. The moment they say, I love you, you pack all your father responsibility and mother responsibility, and you put on one young boy. And some of you that your graduates, they graduated the same time with you. Where did they work to get that money you're asking for? I know some of you are saying, I cannot marry my mates, the same level with me. If you graduate, you know that you can marry your mates the same level with you. You know, ladies today who are looking for their mates, they say, and even they don't mind for their junior, the one that is like a brother to them, their junior brother to them. There are some ladies that don't mind now. I hope people are aware. If I senior him with 5 years, it's not really bad. When it's like 10 years, then it's bad. There are some ladies talking like that now. When you see your mate that knows where he's going to, marry your mate. Ada, are you hearing me? I'm not saying you should marry now. And all of you, destiny, you are hearing me, ba? And some of you is your mate in church, I mean. For destiny will say, hey, there's this lawyer friend that has been asking me out. Thank God, prophet gave a confirmation today during the service. I'm going to give him some smiles today and the rest. I'm going to minister hope. Are we together? And as young men, marry, be sensible. Have something doing before you marry. Are you listening to me? I still believe that you should marry, although I'm still debating something with a pastor friend. He's trying to convince me, but I'm still standing on what I believe. All right. I still believe, because I've not come into conclusion, that a woman should not be older than a man. That pastor, I've tried all the things in this world. It has still not work. I know you people are praying for that thing to work. I know your plans. You people, some of you are waiting for me to come to this church and say, well, it is now established. Even if the lady is older than you, you can marry her. You will hear clapping of hand that day. Hey, whoa! Hallelujah! Because some of you are looking at some young boys that are potential husbands. You see, I still bear my own conviction. It was Adam first before what? One guy almost convinced me. If he said he broke the thing, I now ask one question and I say, we'll talk about it another time. And I say, no, I think I'm still winning. If not, I kept quiet for 30 minutes. He was winning. When I keep quiet for 30 minutes, you are truly winning. Because I sincerely am looking for questions to ask. And I can't find any question. But when I find one and I ask, and you can't answer me, she can, huh? Magana Hakari. If he answers his last question, you people win. As I say, you people, you are pretending. I know some of you are waiting for me. There's a young man that came to my office. I couldn't help it. He was so excited about this lady. And I was excited too. She was such a nice lady. You need to see the combo. They were smiling. I like those kind of people. Husband is smiling, wife is smiling. Not that one that like them. I like that kind of combination. They are happy people. You know, if you want to know somebody has a good heart, they are always smiling, they are happy. Bad hearts always. Potential devils. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Truly. No, people that smile sometimes can be bad people, but most times they are good people. Can you just wake up in the morning, bath, dress, go outside, people are laughing and like, Ke muguachi. Ke mugune. And they were happy. And I was so happy for them. In fact, before he said, you know, I was just looking at two of them as we were talking. I said, oh, is this guy you marry? He said, yes. I said, oh, shh. I was happy. I put the thing. He wanted to tell me, but he didn't know. I said, I hope you are not going to tell me that he's not this guy. But he said, no. I said, oh, that's great. Great. Great is thy faithfulness. He said, but sir, I heard you one time preaching and you said, a man cannot marry. My face started changing. A man should not marry a lady his older. That's the only problem we have. But is it, we have one small, the first time we have a small problem. He didn't know that that's a major problem. When he was done telling me, my countenance dropped, everything dropped. I said, well, unbelievable. Wow, you guys look so good together. Well, go and pray. I didn't know how to break his heart. I said, just go and pray. He said, one time, so I was praying, God now told me that I had a vision. You were speaking to me in the vision. He said, I should not marry now. I said, yes, don't marry now. Yes, how do I tell you this thing? Don't marry now. Now, you know, I wanted to tell him to marry, but when he said that thing, I said, it's me. That's the real me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The me in the flesh did not understand, but the real me said, don't, in the vision. Thank God for helping me. I said, just be praying. Hallelujah to Jesus. I will stop there. So, all of us, are we listening?
Yes,
marriage and serving God has a connection. If you marry the wrong person, you cannot serve God. If you marry the right person, it will help you to serve God. You see this singing that all of you are singing in this choir? Chanya is married, so we cannot even use her for example. Let's use Kira. All those singing she sang on the first day. Oh God! At the point she started shouting, you see how you were shouting and you were happy. There's somebody you will marry if you are not careful. You know, when we say they think it's fame, they're just saying they are saying Nollywood or Hollywood. See, people of God, it has happened. Just that most ladies in the problem cannot come and talk about it because they will still beat them in the marriage if they talk it. They can't talk about it. So they are keeping their mouth short. There's somebody that you marry that will say, if I ever catch you, you they go sing this smile with others, they are sonny. You they mad? The other day I saw you doing duets with Sonny. You people were going close. Are you mad? Are you not a married woman? And he cannot sing anything. His only part of that he can sing is bass. Except you choose divorce, which you hardly choose. And as a young man too, the same thing. I was telling a young boy in my office today, I said, those days, how they taught us about marriage made me to fast 6 days dry. I broke on the seventh day because I wanted to choose who to marry. I don't know if some of you have heard this from my mouth before. Before I chose who to marry, I fasted 6 days. I didn't know that it was going to be dry from the first day. I was telling God, I'm fasting today. Tell me who to marry. I was amidst confusion. Oh my God. There were beautiful ladies around me. They don't even know. I had this small pride. I just felt like anybody that I pick in my heart will agree. But meanwhile, there was two people in my heart at that time. And I was praying. God, today you tell me. He didn't tell me. I did not eat the next day. I was like, God, this is a matter. Because I was taught that it's a matter of life and death. But I said, this generation, there's a way they behave. Somebody will just come anyhow with fufu in his God say, you are my wife. They don't care. Meanwhile, they know they will just break up. And worst thing that will happen is they will divorce. They are not even scared of divorce. 6 days, on the sixth day, in the midnight, God spoke to me. When God spoke to me, in fact, God spoke to me in a manner that I felt very ashamed of myself. Many if I had known, I would have even heard it from the beginning. When God spoke to me in the midnight, after praying, I said, God, I'm tired. That's what I said. Lord, I am tired. As I said, I'm tired. It just opened me to a Bible verse I know very well. It said, when one is killed in the word of righteousness and his senses are exercised, he can tell what is wrong from what is right. He said, choose who to marry. You know who to marry. And I said to myself, in the sincerity of my heart, I said, this is the right person. And the next day, malaria hit me. Boom! Because I was not eating for 1 week. Pastor Anne was the one that knocked my door. She saw her pastor on the bed. She called their pastor, Emma, and the rest. I was just waving her hand. I couldn't talk. They brought pepper soup. The only thing I said was, pap, give me pap. Give me pap. And when they brought pap, I drank and was revived for a while. They didn't know what made me to fast that fast. It was who to marry. See, marriage, and see me today. Am I suffering? Is it not worth it? Well, it wasn't not worth it. So, people of God, don't be casual. Don't be casual. Some of you, you get too moved by fine boys. You love this God. You want to sustain this move of God. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Look at you. You were 16 yesterday. You are 25 today. See how it moved. It will shock you when you see 56. You don't have eternity. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say to you? Why will you joke with your life? Because of waist or chest? What is the worst that will happen with a waist? Or the worst that will happen with a chest? Will you chop chest? Will chest do anything in your life? Just one momentary nonsense and all your sense will come back to normal. All your sense. Say, Pastor, the way you are saying is like you have been there. No. I've heard stories. Are you listening to me? You don't have eternity. You are 29. You are like, I still have time. Like a singer I heard one time saying, I'm still young. You are not young. You don't have eternity to be foolish. Are you listening to me? And don't think you are wasting time. There's this lie. Stop wasting time. You are not wasting time. You are wasting your life. Time will keep on counting. Which time have you wasted? This time, you can't waste any time. As you are wasting it, somebody is using it. So the time was not wasted. It's your life that is being wasted. As you are talking to all those guys on Facebook, it's your life you are wasting. You would have learned the word of God that will get you to have an encounter that will change your world. But I just say, Ifeoma, I like you past the way I like Sarah. Sarah, I like it the way I like Josephine. Wasting your time. You have broken up like 3 times. If you go home now, it's video call. My service was hot today. Pastor Simon spoke about us, but we'll continue. We move on. We move. Pastor Simon spoke against me, but we move. We move. We against the world. You see, I knew it. Why do you think somebody would be in BSU from Remedias days, 2013, there about 2012, in BSU? Did not date anybody till he leave BSU. Why? Abi, I did not see fine girls from 2013, Abi 2012. I did not see fine girls. Oh my God. I saw fine girls. So girls used to be even finer in BSU than now. People don't understand. Now people are not fine again. Those days, BSU girls used to be finer than now. Because they didn't used to have time for all this hair you people are putting. They used to come to class with chuku, so we used to see them well, the way God created them. You know, now we can't really tell what is fake from what is real. Even the body part now is being framed. The Lord give you understanding. But those days, these things have not started. It was the way you were created in God's image and likeness. So, ladies were very, very beautiful. I saw plenty of beautiful ladies. And I did not approach anybody and say, I love you, talk your own. You know, in the barrack, that's how they used to ask girls. Say, I love you, talk your own. It was a joke I heard. The guy say, this boy, go tell the guys, I love you, talk your own. Why? Firstly, I knew I didn't have eternity. Did I see fine girls? Definitely. What kept me moving? The vision. The vision. Even the time I long almost entered relationship, one kind of thing that is like relationship like that. That was not really like relationship. Even that, because I know some of you have it in your eyes. The pastor, well, he said something, well, that one. What took me out? Vision. A time came, I said, I don't think, no. I can't. And I broke up. I went out. Because of vision. Like a joke. Let me end with this. Like a joke, right? You may start a wrong relationship. Just be talking and doing all of this rubbish. Like a joke, it can scatter your life. Are you guys listening to me? Like a joke. It's just a little peg. I remember years ago, I was in my friend's house, an apostle in Jos, and a lady came to visit. So, discipler. And I was with my laptop posting the word of God. She didn't know I was catching respiration because I just finished praying and reading my Bible when she entered the house. But my friend, I did not know where he went to.
The dial is line, you know, because those days if a lady visits us, we call for help, we call our friends. I said, Apostle, you need to come back, or they have visit me, or they have visit me. His line was not going to. I just sat far, and she sat far. And I started bringing Bible things by force. So you understand? I said, yeah, I understand. Anything I understand. I said, okay. She now stood up. I was coming to my face. Hey, God. And I did like I did not see anything. I was typing what I did not know. She now, you know, on my beard. And I wanted to. I said, what's that? Say nothing, is just a mouth peg. I said, no, please stop that. Holy Ghost. You know, I started preaching for her. When she sat there, I said, stop that. It starts from a peg, then it graduates to a kiss, then it graduates to whatever, and babies come alive. So I said, no, please, no. That's how I denied myself some peg. For the kingdom's sake. It actually starts. Because such a lady can go out now and go and say, I peg prophet. That your pastor have pegged him. And everybody will start saying, because you don't know what enters these people sometimes. Have you not seen ladies rise up and say, they raped me? Hallelujah to Jesus. What kept me? The vision is the truth. Young men, are you listening to me? And as you are young like this, come, let me use it as an example. How many hours did you pray today? 2 hours. You can pray 2 hours sometimes. Huh? When you are done praying the 2 hours, tongues of fire, and you step out of your house to church, you will see something that will bless you. Has that happened to you before? As gentle as you look. That's how Satan is. He will always present those opportunities. And you know, sometimes what happens is that as you are faithful to God and you think you don't have money like this man, you may think you don't have money, all the money yet. As he's here now, I'm sure there's some lady giving ministering hope to him. Am I saying the truth? You know what I mean by their ministering hope to you? Oh, you don't know. Have you noticed any lady that like you before? Say the truth. You just notice that this lady, I think she likes me. You have noticed? My God. Now, is he in this church? Kai, why are you covering up? Hallelujah to Jesus. It will happen. Because of the anointing that made his word. If not, this boy, no, he doesn't have all the money. Why are they liking him? If it's not wickedness from hell. Why? Satan is wicked. See, he is making us like this boy now. How much do you have in your account? Let's not go there. That's how wicked Satan can be. Innocent young man, trusting the Lord to go fight in life and ministry. Satan will now raise some Jezebels. Start like him. Then how Satan will get him is where he starts checking himself out. Wow. Man. Wow. No wonder they like me. God. You man. Thank you, Jesus. It's when the thing gets to his head. Are you all listening to me? So don't be deceived. Same thing for ladies. You just walk away. See why? Fine. Achaluko. It's the oil on your life. Don't you see that it's any time you become more devoted to God that they used to call you? You pray and fast. Although, come and pack up. Hello, Sissy. Where are you going to? Are you going my way? Any of my line? I know. One time I was driving, I passed Precious in the choir. She was trying to take bike, so I passed her. I saw she was trying to take back, going my direction. So I passed her and I stopped at the front. It was midnight after school of ministry. So as I stopped at the front, I horned. She was like, this. I saw her hiss. She hissed. The bike. Eggman was like their collision. So I now remove my head. Hello, precious, it's me. Then she ran. She was used to that. He said, she wanted to climb the bike. You know, maybe she was pricing the bike, but when she heard hello, she would say, any amount, carry me and leave this place. And I said, no, it's me, oh, please, oh, it's me. Hallelujah. It happens. They are destiny killers. Marine men. I used to have a friend that one day, is a dunamite, those days. Although he's serving with his pastor, is it a lot, they call him, in Abuja now. He came to my house years ago, and water flooded their church, that dunamis there. And he said, pastor, imagine one small rain, but see the kind of flood in church. Marine rain, pastor. So from that day, me too, I tag anything that is not good, marine. There are some marine men. To see you and be disturbing you. And they are married though. They send you 200K. You would think they will not catch you. You, ma, who told you to send your account number? Some of you used to send account number. Well, it's not anything, but can you just send me your account number? Let me just do something for you. I can't do anything with you. What is it, this line I will send it to? Now they wire you 200,000. They say, hello, my baby. You cannot say I'm not your baby again. You're like, hi, how was your day? Before you used to say, stop calling me that. Now if you observe, you can't resist again. They will now send 500K. I say, are you busy today? Not really. Before you are always busy. Now you are not. Where will we meet? In the open space. In the open space, let's say Dexter's. Somebody's wife has not caught you before. You go to Dexter's. They now add 100K. I said, when will you have time to visit me? It's not, you know, this is how I am. I'm a cheerful giver. I used to give people money. That's how it starts. One time there was we were advising a lady like that in Kaduna. She was not listening. Went for this, their NYC. No, just behaving, stop. Before we know, cry. It's always like that, small. They will come small. Young women, are you listening to me? This is how to sustain the move of God. If you look at Prophet Simon now, I've taught you everything. I've taught you plenty of things that I know. It's one of the things that, it doesn't look powerful, but it's very powerful. It doesn't look powerful, but it's very powerful. In all humility, this is what has kept me for many years. Have I passed off fine girls? Yes. Are you people not fine girls? You are fine girls. Have I ever caught your eye? And do you one kind of thing that made you to say prophet? It be like, say prophet, they like me. Do I know all of you are beautiful? Yes. But it can never happen because of the training over the years. Are you listening to me? It can never happen. You start it now. When nobody was seeing me, I was not asking ladies out. When nobody was seeing me in my house. There was a beautiful lady many years ago in Lagos. I was pastoring this lady. Very beautiful lady, and I know she's beautiful, and she knows she's beautiful. And she couldn't help it on the day of her birthday. I always used to say this story. She said, I said, what is your birthday wish? I wanted to send her money. And I thought she was my spiritual daughter. And she said, this is my birthday wish. I said, okay, go ahead. I want to date you. I said, are you serious? She said, yes. My birthday wish is that I want us to date, even if it's for 1 month. Let's just call ourselves baby and honey. Look at the depths of temptation. And they are beautiful ladies. I don't know how Satan does it. It's always those type that used to be my spec that I used to send. No, now I don't have spec again. But when I was in the world, I used to have spec. He will package his spec and send them. Then the speck will not come and be behaving like you should toast. Then the speck will not be toasting you. And you'll be saying no. No, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Phil, are you listening to me? Hallelujah to Jesus. So if you want to choose, choose. The door has been opened. Your months have expired.
Isaiah is happy. Because next year is the marriage. Well, you know, okay, well, in December, that's why there's a window of opportunity. Oh, so very fast, okay? I didn't say anybody should apply. I say it's time to choose. If you are wise, go and sort the Lord. Amen? This one is reading Jota. Well, one marriage next year. Hallelujah. This is marriage by faith. So, it can be anybody, eh? I mean, it's next year now. It can be anybody clapping in this place. If you like, if they toast you, be doing Shakara. Say, no, it's not my type. He has bad head. He's not my type. He has bad head. So, these men with bad heads, they used to leave their wife and go for Natasha. This one is kingdom bad head. Are you listening to me? Bad head in the kingdom. Abby? Bad head is not that type. Tibag. Tibag, when are you getting married? You are doing masters now. You don't reach to marry. You know you are a member now, so you know how Tibag used to dress us this? We wear one big polo. You now wear one three quarter, big one. You now put one cap. And you now be walking like this. I'm not joking. Look at this man now. He has truly changed. And you see, I've protected him for a long time. You see what he said on this thing? He said, the day he knew I was a man of God was when he just entered a fresh relationship. And as he just entered church, boom, I say, your relationship that you just enter is not of God. He didn't tell people. I said he should break up. Go and break up. Did you break up? Hello, it's to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Most of you here were broken up, isn't it? How many of you have broken up since you came to this church? Say it with gladness. Rejoice in the Lord. Lift your hands and give God praise. Jesus, Igwe. Hallelujah. I said, are you to you? Oh my God. Do you regret breaking out? All of your boyfriends hate me. I don't need a prophet to tell me. Now when you go to that church, now that prophet, that stupid prophet. And you see, one good thing is that we will give you will marry in this church. You will not be, it is not still them. So the hatred cannot be to power 100. Man of God, are you ready for marriage? This my friend, are you ready for marriage? Yes. You are ready. Come and shake me. That's what I like to hear. I like it when I hear that people are ready for marriage. Yeah, you look like a very good husband. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Richard, is it next year? Upper year when? Upper year when? February. Is it next year? Hallelujah. Amen. We don't used to waste time in this church. If you are a young man, you have graduated, wave your hand. Say, Jesus, Igwe. Stand up if you have graduated. Three of you, have you served? Huh? You have served, yeah. You served in Lafayette. How about you? You served? You've not served, okay? You have not served. How about you? See this one. When you have not served, you've served. You're serving, okay? All right. So you have served. Qualified. How about you? Even if you have not served, you are qualified. Serve and marry. Nobody should deceive you. You know, there's this video I saw this morning. They say, tell me one thing that a man gains when he marries one. I said, these people are the voice of Satan. The voice of Satan. There are a lot of things. See, you gain peace of mind. Yeah, actually. You gain good food. You gain peace beyond understanding. That's with mind rightly. Huh? So, all of you, you have less than 2 years to be sure and to give us a date. You can be seated. Don't worry, God will establish you early. Are you married? Don't be scared of money. Richard is established, he's a big man, he's going to marry very soon. Pastor Phil too is a big man, he's soon married. For Pastor Joe, we are still thinking about it. Although he's going to marry soon, the problem with Pastor Jonah is that he does fine boy too much. So we want to work on that fine boy thing to reduce so that they can see well and he can see well. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? It's the fine boy pastor. The Lord bless his words in our heart. How was today's service? Amen. Alright, so this is how to sustain the move of God. If you like, don't take the last part very well because I joke plenty. It's one of the most important parts of the message. Are we together? It's one of the most important part of the message. Sometimes I just feel like we don't even need a relationship summit. Because sometimes I come here and I just teach on relationship. I mean, we still need. We don't need, ba? Your relationship are perfect. Bow your heads and pray. Give God praise. Just praise Him. Our God is an awesome God, He reigns with wings and strength. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God here from heaven above with wings. Storm and power and love, our God. Our God, our God. From heaven up with wings, storm and power and love, our God. Our God, our God. From heaven above with wisdom. One more time. Our God, our God. From heaven above with wisdom. Oh. The very last time. Our God, our God, our God is an awesome God. Thank you, Father, for your word, for in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.